Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A growing number of people are calling on Massachusetts Congressman Joe Kennedy to run for the United States Senate. A Democratic primary between Kennedy and incumbent Senator Ed Markey could be the latest disruption in Massachusetts politics. WBUR's Simone Rios reports on how that potential disruption was on display among union members on Labor Day.
Jumping Joe! Jumping Joe!
More than 200 electrical workers with Joe Kennedy signs filled the sidewalks of the Park Plaza Hotel yesterday morning in advance of the annual Labor Day breakfast organized by the Greater Boston Labor Council. IBEW business manager Lou Antonellis says the electrical workers union is supporting Kennedy, even before Kennedy has announced his candidacy, because the status quo isn't good enough.
No, it's not about Ed Markey. It's about Joe Kennedy and who Joe Kennedy is and what he stands for. He's a younger, stronger voice. Being today, being Labor Day, there's not a better advocate for labor, you know, stronger voice than what Joe Kennedy provides.
The 38-year-old Kennedy lives in Newton, and after 6 years in Congress, he's mulling a bid for the Senate. He says he's humbled by the people who came out to urge him to run, but he's got business to take care of before deciding whether to challenge Markey.
I got some things we're still working through, obviously, family, and then getting out around the state talking to voters. This ultimately is not a question of anybody running against anyone else. It's you run for the seat, and in order to do so, you need to make sure you get the support of people across the state.
Also at yesterday's Labor Day breakfast were supporters of the 73-year-old incumbent senator from Malden. Speaking to reporters, Markey said nothing about his potential opponent, but he repeated that he's planning to run on the basis of his record.
I'm running straight out for the next year for re-election, and I'm going to run on the issues that the people want me to fight for, and I have been fighting for on the Senate floor throughout my entire career. Women, workers, climate change, gun safety protections, and I'm going to continue to do that.
A Kennedy run for Senate could resemble former Boston City Councilor Ayanna Pressley's challenge of incumbent Congressman Michael Capuano. Pressley's candidacy was viewed as a rebuttal of the old Massachusetts politics, when newcomers had to wait their turn rather than challenge an incumbent. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says a Kennedy run could be another shakeup in politics here.
I've already told Senator Markey that I'm supporting him, and I've talked to Joe Kennedy since then, and we're going to talk again, but I think last year when Ayanna Pressley took on my Capuano, it was kind of the first time that we saw that type of disruption, and that's a kind of new brand of politics that we're seeing here in Massachusetts.
That brand of politics was also embodied in last year's election of Boston State Rep. Nika Elagardo, who won her seat after beating a high-ranking Democratic incumbent. But in a Kennedy-Markey matchup, she'd go with the one who's already in the Senate. Elugardo says Markey has been a mentor to her, and over the years, she's watched him take many people under his wing.
I've watched him do it with everyone from servers who are serving food in rooms where we are when the other politicians are, you know, hanging out with the bigwigs, and he's, like, deeply invested in finding out who this person is and building them up and encouraging him. That's the kind of politician that we need, and so I will have his back until he's done.
Should Kennedy challenge Markey, one dynamic in the race would be who's viewed as the more progressive candidate on things like climate change. And Markey is a leader of the so-called Green New Deal. But if it comes down to name recognition, even an incumbent senator would face a challenge against a representative of the Kennedy dynasty. Organized labor could also prove key, and labor activists are already starting to dig trenches on either side in advance of a race that hasn't even started yet. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.